Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 608, 20 Things That Will Matter a Lot Less to You in 20 Years, Part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, just like an audiobook and free of charge. Today's a continuation from yesterday. We're going to hear 10 more things that will matter a lot less to you in 20 years. So let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 20 Things That Will Matter a Lot Less to You in 20 Years, Part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Number 11, blaming others. Have you ever met a happy person who regularly evades responsibility, blames and points fingers, and makes excuses for their unsatisfying life? Me either. Happy people accept responsibility for how their lives unfold. They believe their own happiness is a byproduct of their own thinking, beliefs, attitudes, character, and behavior. And although it takes time to fully grasp this, it's a lesson worth learning. Number 12, winning everyone's approval. It's the strength of your conviction that determines your level of personal success in the long run, not the number of people who agree with every little thing you do. Ultimately, you will know that you've made the right decisions and followed the proper path when there's a genuine peace in your heart. Number 13, the idea of saving certain overly dramatic people from themselves. Honestly, you can't save some people from themselves, so don't get sucked too deep into their drama. Those who make perpetual chaos of their lives won't appreciate you interfering with the commotion they've created anyway. They want your poor baby sympathy, but they don't want to change. They don't want their lives fixed by you. They don't want their problems solved, their emotional addictions and distractions taken away, their stories resolved, or their messes cleaned up. Because what would they have left? They don't know, and they aren't ready to know yet. And it's not your job to tell them. Number 14, the selfish and disparaging things others say and do. If you take everything personally, you will inevitably be offended for the rest of your life. And that just isn't worth it. At some point, it becomes crystal clear that the way people treat you is their problem, and how you react is yours. Start taking full advantage of the amazing freedom that comes to you when you detach from other people's antics. Number 15, winning arguments. Not much is worth fighting about for long. And if you can avoid it, don't fight at all. It really doesn't matter that much. Don't define your intelligence or self-worth by the number of arguments you have won, but by the number of times you have silently told yourself, this nonsense is just not worth it. Number 16, judging others for their shortcomings. We all have days when we're not our best, and the older we grow, the more we realize how important it is to give others the break we hope the world would give us on our own bad days. Truly, you never know what someone has been through in their life or what they're going through today. Just be kind, generous, and respectful, and then be on your way. Number 17, society's obsession with outer beauty. As you grow older, what you look like on the outside becomes less and less of an issue, and who you are on the inside becomes a primary point of interest. You eventually realize that beauty has almost nothing to do with looks. It's who you are as a person, how you make others feel about themselves, and most importantly, how you feel about yourself. Angel and I discuss this in more detail in the self-love chapter of 1000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number 18, fancy and expensive physical possessions. Later in life, your personal wish list for big ticket physical possessions tends to get smaller and smaller because the things you really want and need are the little things that can't be bought. Number 19, all the shallow relationships that just make you feel more popular. It's nice to have acquaintances, be friendly. Just don't get carried away and spread yourself too thin. Leave plenty of time for those who matter most. Your time is extremely limited, and sooner or later, you just want to be around the few people who make you smile for all the right reasons. Number 20, distant future possibilities. As time passes, you naturally have more of it behind you and less of it in front of you. The distant future then gradually has less value to you personally, but that doesn't really matter because the good life always begins right now when you stop waiting for a better one. Some people wait all day for 5 p.m., all week for Friday, all year for the holidays, all their lives for happiness. Don't be one of them. Don't wait until your life is almost over to realize how good it has been. The secret to happiness and peace is letting this moment be what it is instead of what you think it should be and then making the very best of it. Afterthoughts on making the best of the next 20 years. As you continue to travel the road of life, do your best to avoid letting anyone or anything get in the way of your joy. Live a life that sizzles and pops and makes you laugh out loud every day, because you don't want to get to the end or to tomorrow even and realize that your life is a collection of meetings and some days and errands and receipts and empty promises. Go ahead and sing out loud in the car with the windows down and dance in your living room and stay up late laughing and paint your walls any color you want and enjoy some sweet wine and chocolate cake. Yes, and go ahead and sleep in on clean white sheets and throw parties and paint and write poetry and read books so good they make you lose track of time. And just keep living and making God glad that he gave life to someone who loves and cherishes the gift. Think deeply, speak gently, love lots, laugh often, work hard, give back, expect less, be present, be kind, be honest, be true to yourself. You just listened to part two of the post titled 20 Things That Will Matter a Lot Less to You in 20 Years by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.